Florida law requires a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. The thing is, that provision is on hold. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a challenge in court last year and received a temporary injunction, blocking the law from taking effect. Tuesday, that case came before the First District Court of Appeal.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. Julia Kay with ACLU for appellees.
Kay argues the 24-hour waiting period is a significant restriction, and in light of Florida's extensive privacy protections and earlier state Supreme Court rulings, the state faces a heavy burden of proof.
The court told us that any restriction on abortion, or rather any law in general that implicates the right to privacy, gets strict scrutiny. So when we're asking what does a significant restriction mean, what does that standard require, the question is, does the law implicate the right to privacy?
The strict scrutiny standard is important. In this case, it means the waiting period has to serve a compelling state interest by the least restrictive means. It's the highest standard of review. But District Judge Bradford Thomas is puzzled why the trial court applied it in this case. Here he is speaking with Kay.
But the trial court, it doesn't seem, made any kind of factual determination this was a significant restriction.
The trial court correctly applied strict scrutiny as a matter of law, determined that
but
this was a...
How can the trial court do that? How can it not make factual findings? I'm not criticizing your argument, but the trial court order skipped a critical first step, made no factual findings, and the trial just said, I'm going to go ahead and enter the injunction anyway.
Kay argues back that courts in Montana, which has similar privacy protections, struck down a 24-hour waiting period without developing a factual record.
It determined that strict scrutiny applies not by considering the factual record, but simply by looking at the plain terms of the law. And the court held in that case that the law infringes on the right to privacy and triggers strict scrutiny as a matter of law because, quote, the state is telling a woman that she cannot exercise a fundamental constitutional right for a 24-hour period.
On the other side, Denise Harley, arguing on behalf of the state, says Florida's privacy amendments were never meant to block abortion legislation.
In approving the privacy amendment in 1980, the Florida voters did not intend to prevent the legislature from enacting a reasonable law that the majority of states have enacted, one that ensures that pregnant women do not have adequate time to freely make the serious decision whether to have an abortion.
And she argues a one-day delay just isn't a significant restriction. Here she is speaking with Judge Thomas.
So the argument is that there's no way a one-day waiting period can be significant, right?
Correct, Your Honor. This is just asking someone...
While the lawyers tussled over the legality of Florida's waiting period, the law's House sponsor, Republican Jennifer Sullivan of Mount Dora, looked on. And speaking after the hearing, she was optimistic.
I've actually heard from one woman, a younger woman, who told me that because she had the time to reflect, that she, right before the injunction went into place, that she did choose life. And I've heard from other women actually...
Judge Susan Kelsey joined Thomas in expressing skepticism toward the trial court's use of strict scrutiny. Based on questions in court, it seems the bench is leaning towards sending the case back to the trial level with an order to develop a factual record. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.